Man, there's so much stuff that they could do differently than how things are done today. I do feel like leveling, for one, is one of those things. Travel has to be a big part, the way they get around the map. No faction system, although that's not a new thing. I think a faction system would be... Yeah, I really like the Order Hall system. We've talked about this in World of Warcraft. Like, I'm not saying reinvent the wheel. There's certain things that should stay. We talked about the Holy Trinity. That's something that I do think should stay and should definitely be a part of the MMO. But I would like them to... I want to be shocked a little bit. Like, I want to hit a little bit of, like, I joined the MMO and I'm like, my gosh, like, nothing of my MMO experience really translates here. And I feel like it's a totally fresh, uncharted water. The biggest problem, I'll let you respond to that first, and then I want to talk to you about this, but go ahead.
Okay. I was just gonna say, I totally agree that on what you said in that last thing was totally what I was gonna say, is like, I want to go into this MMO and it better not be like, okay, these are my talent points. Okay, this is my level, this is my experience bar. Oh, here, I got reputations. Okay. Oh, I'm this class. Okay, so that means I'm probably going to have... Okay, this is my meter, right? Okay, yeah, I use these abilities. Okay, got it. You know? Because any other MMO that I play right now will give me that feeling. Except maybe like freaking RuneScape, right? Where that game's just totally different. But most MMOs are going to feel like World of Warcraft and EverQuest before it. You know, those two titles are really the ones that created the MMO space that we know now. And I think it's time for a change, for sure. It's been a decade now.
Yeah. At what you just said ties exactly into the question, which is like, you're saying that you want to go in and you want that fresh new experience where you don't have those handrails where you know exactly what to do. Like, I could play, even though I haven't, I mean, maybe right not right now because I haven't played World of Warcraft in a long time at this point, but I would know what to do. Like, I'd go to WoW, I had to look at the best talents, look at the best build, I'm leveling, look up the best path, and I'd be done.
Yeah.
How do you avoid that? That's the hardest. The internet, that is the biggest problem. That's the hardest
part, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it like they have, what's that new one in World of Warcraft Classic?
Season of Discovery.
It's not Classic. Yeah, Season of Discovery does it right, where it's they're releasing things little by little. Yeah. But at the same time, eventually things will be known.
Yeah, and then there will be meta builds, and that's also a problem.
Yeah.
So I think Season of Discovery is... they do a good job with it in the sense that they do actually keep all of the, like, objectives, all of the secret runes you can get to upgrade your class, to give your class new abilities. They keep those runes hidden throughout the world, in the open world. And they do a very good job of actually keeping them secret until launch. Which is surprising, given that WoW players will dig into the deepest depths of the game's, like, you know, playable test build in order to find these things.
Literally, but, like, mining the data.
Yeah. But they managed to keep it a secret, and I will say, for the first, like, month, it's very fun. For the first month, people literally don't know where these things are, and there will be, like, Discord communities and stuff, and that's... Okay, this is something I'm going to get into. That's something that you didn't find back then.
So you played
then,
it, right?
Right? I played a decent amount of it.
Okay, give a little bit of background on what it is and what makes it unique, because a lot of people, I feel like our community is mostly, I mean, we're obviously League of Legends players, Teamfight Tactics players, Legends of Runeterra players, 2X KO player eventually, but a lot of them don't even know what World of Warcraft is, ever played World of Warcraft, so explain Season of Discovery a little bit for them.
Okay, so, dude, I'm going to say World of Warcraft is wild, because we started off with World of Warcraft Classic, right, which is the original World of Warcraft that released in, 2004, 2005?
Mm-hmm.
And after that release, people played through it, pretty sick of it. And the problem was everyone already knew everything. I think that was the biggest problem people had with Classic WoW. So the game came out in 2005 and it was already solved. So everyone already knew the build.
Been solved for
they knew
a minute.
Exactly how to play their class. Yeah, they knew how to play at every single level, what quests to do, what professions to be, you're an alchemist, you're an engineer. I'm sorry, if you're not an engineer, you're stupid. It's that sort of deal.
Yeah.
So Season of Discovery, the whole point of that is that it's Classic WoW again, but they added in these runes that you can find in treasure chests. These chests are found just all around the open world, but they're not just like lying around. They're going to be secrets. There might be a new like an NPC just walking around in one of the old areas. And, you know, like they're a new character. You can talk to them if you're like a warrior, and he'll give you some information on where maybe to find a rune. Turns out it's like hidden in a bush somewhere. And, you know, you got to find this like suspicious bush out in the zone, that sort of stuff. That was just like a very like bland example. They get really cool with it.
And I want to explain the difference. So between that, what you just said, where you walk up to this guy and he tells you where the rune is, let's say that that was something that was established before, there would already be an add-on, which an add-on is something you add, like an overlay on top of your game, that tells you you want this rune, you go to talk to this guy, who then will tell you this, but you don't even need to know that because you just want to go here and collect this.
Yeah, and that's how you get the rune. You don't have to talk to that guy at that point. Yeah. They just show you where it is on your map, and you go to the yellow marker on your map, and then you click on the bush, and that's it.
It becomes then it becomes literally just run and grab it, and you're done.
Yeah, and at that point it becomes tedious, right? It's like, why do I even have to do this? This is such a waste of time. Yeah. Like, why can't they just give me the rune? And it's because it's not fun at that point, because you already know everything. So they did a really good job of hiding all this stuff, keeping it all completely secret from the community until launch. And at launch, you should have seen general chat, which is just like, you know, like a little, like almost like a chat room where everyone within the same zone, like let's say in Runeterra's case, if everyone's in the Freljord, there's a Freljord chat that everyone's in. So you better believe that like general chat's always talking about like, hey, I'm a warrior. Where do I get this rune? Where do I find this guy? Oh, is this the guy I need to talk to? Oh, wait, how the heck do I get to this chest that's all the way up on this cliff? What the heck? Like, what do I do? And that led to so much community conversation and socializing. I made so many friends so easily just by wondering how the heck I get a rune. And when you don't have that instant access, the game becomes so much more immersive. Little things become so much more exciting, like getting that rune, instead of it just showing up on your map being like, you know, just freaking holding down the W key to run over there. I now have to actually talk to my fellow warrior players to find out how to get the warrior rune. And that just...
Dude, exactly.
Little stuff like that is what makes or breaks an MMO. Absolutely. It's what kept me coming back. I wouldn't come back for any other reason to SOD other than to talk to people and find this stuff.
Exactly. And that's the hardest thing, I think, to capture and to maintain. Absolutely. Is that like... And because and not only that, there's the added benefit. For there's that initial benefit that's like, okay, I'm enjoying like something that's new, that's fresh, that I'm not like just following a guide for. Then because it's not new, because it's like fresh and new, no one knows anything, it forces you to communicate. And there's always people who say like, I'm just looking to play by myself. It's an MMO at the end of the day. And you have to force people to work with others.
Agreed.
Because that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the world in general, is you need to work with others. Like, this podcast would be pretty boring if it was just me talking the whole time. You want to like work with others to accomplish big things. And in the MMO, it should be the same thing. Like, yeah, you can group up with a dungeon and you can do something pretty cool. Or you can group up with a raid and do something really cool. Or you can like work, you know, do some like arena a little bit, have some fun, like fight some people. Or you can like make a close knit group that plays together a lot, and you guys can get really good together. And the more you work with others, the more you should be rewarded. And that's that added benefit without, it's an unintentional benefit of what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like I get the rune, and the thing is, a lot of times I don't even know what the rune is, right? Like, I just see in general chat, people are talking about this warrior rune in the Barrens, which is like this like deserty area. And I'm just like, warrior rune in the Barrens? How do I get that, fellow warriors? And then I get it, and I don't even know what the heck it is until I equip it on my character. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Dude, my ability upgraded. Now I'm so much stronger. I'm so much better. Oh my God, I can kill these centaurs so much faster. Like, little stuff like that. You're like, I'm not knowing that I'm gonna be able to kill the centaurs faster. It's a fun little surprise after talking to people and figuring some stuff out on my own little adventure. And even so, like in the case of nowadays, right, like of course there was like Discord communities that popped up right away for this kind of stuff, and I personally like that, right? Because that's just another avenue of socializing for people. Like, yeah, you now have to go onto the Discord server and talk to fellow World of Warcraft players to find these runes. And that's a whole lot better than looking it up on the website, like WoWhead, where they have all the information for World of Warcraft you could ever need. That and at is this why point they I do. Like, SOD, like, not retail.
100% at this point on WoWhead, you can find those runes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's already add-ons for it. There's already add-ons.
Yeah.
Where you can just find it on the map.